Well, happy Valentine's Day weekend to one and all. We are so excited that you have decided to make this online service a part of your day whenever you might be watching it, but especially on this fun holiday weekend. We're grateful for the time you're putting into being a part of this service. My name is Josh, and I'm one of the pastors, and I'm so excited to be with you as we have our online service this time. So today, we're going to be taking a look at what does it look like to love somebody in a way that is more excellent than any way we've done before. We get a glimpse of what this looks like in one of the letters in the New Testament. And when we look at that, it helps us understand how to love others like God loves us. So how do you know if someone loves you? I mean, there are lots of reasons and lots that we could ask that question, and there's lots of ways that we could ask that question, and there's lots of ways to answer that question. Sometimes we think that somebody shows us love if they leave us flowers, roses on the stairs, as one famous song says, but what we know is that surprises let us know that someone cares. Doesn't necessarily mean that they love us. Hopefully if you're celebrating Valentine's Day, you got some kind of a surprise from somebody that you care about. But hopefully also you receive some love from somebody that you care about and that you love. Now, when we think about love, we want to make sure that we are following through on the kind of love that is the most excellent kind of love. The most excellent kind of love that we can have for one another is when we love someone like God loves us. Now, when we think about what it looks like for God to love us, it is really important for us to remember that God gives us infinite and perfect love. And as human beings, we want to bring as much of that to bear in our relationships with one another. Now, let's be clear here about love. Love is something that people share if they're in a romantic relationship, or if they're in a friendship, or if they're in a marriage of any kind, if they're in a family, and there could be between friends, there can be love between, you know, coworkers over time, like platonic love we're talking there, you know, as well. But this kind of love that we're talking about is the kind of love that God has for us. And in particular, we need to remember that God's love for us is motivated by forgiveness. That for God, God does not hold our sin against us. And because of that, God loves us perfectly. Now, there is many teachings on love. And one of the teachings that is the most familiar in the New Testament, in all of Scripture, is that passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that you often hear at weddings. It's perfect for weddings, and I tell couples when I'm giving them counsel on getting ready for their wedding, you should either have this passage in your ceremony because you won't feel like you're married without it, or don't have it at all. Just make sure you do what you want to do. But that passage is so important because it gives us a glimpse of what it looks like to give love like God does. Now, part of it is so beautiful because it says love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, it does not boast, it's not proud, it does not dishonor others. But then the next way that it describes love is it says it keeps no record of wrongs. And if there's one thing that I think we need to improve on in the way we love one another in our world, is that particular place. That when we seek to love people, we are then seeking to keep no record of wrongs. That's so important because it might be the cornerstone of part of God's love for us. I mean, could you imagine if God kept a record of wrongs for us? Now, let's be clear here. God is the only one who is allowed to do this. God is the only one who has the moral high ground in order to keep a record of wrongs and be like, you know what? I actually did better. The rest of us can't do that. We're all sinful, and we all come up short in our relationships and in our love for God. But what we can see here is that if we're going to follow through on loving others as God has loved us first, we need to seek to keep no record of wrongs in our relationships, in time and over time. Now, let's be clear too here that if you're in an abusive relationship, then this does not apply to you. You need to keep a record of wrongs so you can be clear on why you need to leave that relationship and find safety. But for many of us, we're in healthy or mostly healthy relationships that we want to invest in. And one of the most important ways that we can invest in those relationships is to keep no record of wrongs over things that don't really matter or things we should get over. Now, When we think about this and not keeping a record of wrongs, we want to make sure that we're following through on this as best we can. If you're on the side of being slighted or being hurt, then you need to make sure that you are willing to forgive, of course. But if you're on the side of holding a grudge or holding a list of wrongs against somebody, it's time to consider letting go of that. Now, it's easier said than done, of course, but I want us to think about a couple of ways that we can seek to do this and the way that we can make sure the past is in the past. And to help us remember this, I've come up with an acronym with four steps that can help us. And it spells out P-A-S-T. So the first one we want to pray. We want to pray to God to ask for help to let go of the record of wrongs that we might be keeping. Life and love start with prayer. Remember, prayer isn't about getting God to do something, but rather to align ourselves with God's purposes. And what more of God's purpose could we ask for than help to let go of the record of wrongs? Then we need to assume responsibility for our actions. That's a really important part of reconciliation and of moving past, is that if you are going to let go of a record of wrongs, you need to assume responsibility for your side of holding it. Now, being on the other side of this, you need to assume responsibility for your actions that might have hurt somebody as well. But we need to assume responsibility. Then we need to seek forgiveness. If we're holding a record of wrongs, we might be the less offended or the less hurt of the persons, but we still need to seek forgiveness for holding a grudge, for holding on to that list of wrongs. And when we ask for forgiveness for doing that, we move forward as well. And then after all this, we do need to take a new path. If we can take a new path going forward in our relationships, we won't be keeping that record of wrongs anymore. That's a different way of moving forward in all of this. Because if we don't move forward differently, we're simply gonna try to let go of one list of wrongs and start a new one. And we're gonna be back to the same place where we hold a grudge, where we have this list of things holding against people, where we have a record of wrongs that mounts and mounts and mounts. And if we're willing to do this, we will be willing to love someone as God has loved us. Because think about it. What if God didn't forgive you? What if God kept that record of wrongs? Then you would not have God's love in your life, because God could not or would not love you. But rather, it's the opposite. God lets go so that we can move forward. God does not keep a record of wrongs, and that allows God to love us perfectly. And we want to do the same for the people in our lives. Now, of course, I got to tell you that when I think about the call to let the past be in the past and to let it go, I can't help but think of that beautiful song and that epic movie, Frozen. Now, when Elsa sings that song about what it means to let it go and to move forward and to say the past is in the past, she's probably singing about a sense of her release from the past, her release from people keeping a record of wrongs against her. But I do think that we can hear that as a rallying cry for every single one of us. Specifically, that we do need to let it go. We do need to let go of that list of wrongs that people we care about when they've hurt us. We need to let it go and let the past be in the past. Because that's what God has done for us. God loved us perfectly by not keeping a record of wrongs. So if we want to pursue love in our lives, if we want to love the people closest to us the best we can, we need to let it go and make sure that we're no longer holding a list of wrongs against the people we love. Would you please pray with me? God, we thank you for the opportunity to celebrate love and to experience the gift of your love on this holiday weekend, no matter how fun or silly it might be. But God, in the midst of some celebrations, in the midst of hearing a reminder that you love us so well, help us to love others better also. And God, we lift up to you that prayer that you will help us to let go of the wrongs that people have done against us. God, there is a list in our hearts. Help us to let go of that list so that we can be free to love the people that you call us to love. God, thank you for the perfect example that you gave to us in your son, Jesus. Help us to follow that as best we can. We pray all this in your name. Amen.